Oh, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be awesome. I love doing these things. Like, I love doing the solo episodes. It's really me just speaking my mind. That's all it is. It's me just kind of going on a rant, but I love doing it. And I was, really wasn't even planning on doing this tonight, but I was doing some reflecting on my year. I went back and looked at all of my Snapchat, like memories, looked at all the videos and pictures in my camera roll and did some more reflecting. I did that exercise like 2 weeks ago and kind of dissected each month and really broke it down. And I just felt so blessed of just how much time I spent with loved ones just doing life, whether that was going out to eat, like car rides, like phone calls, just like little stuff, like made me so grateful to be the person that I am, to live this life that I'm living, because I'm just surrounded by people that I love and people that love me. And that's just like all the big stuff was really cool, but just like seeing the amount of time, the amount of quality time I spent with my loved ones is, it just left me feeling very, very grateful. And so this is what we're filming this on the 27th. So we just had Christmas 2 days ago, and Christmas was awesome. So these past couple of days, like I haven't really been doing much. Really just going on walks and going to the gym for like, you know, 30 minutes. But like my grandma was up here, and just being home, like you just feel comfortable. So like you're more tired. Like I've slept in a little bit these past 2 days, and it honestly feels great. But it was cool just spending time with my grandma, and we really didn't do much. Like really, it was just a lot of sitting down in the living room, like, you know, comfortable, just talking. And it was really good though. And we had a lot of really good conversation. And one conversation that has kind of stuck with me since we had it was with my little sister, Tyler, who I love her. She's one of my favorite people ever. But like, we were kind of like doing some envisioning, like with our future. I was asking her questions. I asked her, I was like, what does like a perfect day look like for you? And she's 19 years old. And I was like, what, like, would an ideal 20s look like for you? Like, if you knew you couldn't fail, and like you could like build your 20s, like what does like a perfect, you know, 20s, what does a great decade look like for you? And she kind of got specific on some things. And like when she was done like telling me what she would want her 20s to look like, she was like afterwards, she was like, you know, like it's not actually that crazy. Like it's kind of achievable. I'm like, right, dude? Like, right? And we like laughed. And then like later that day, I guess her and my other sister like went somewhere, or I guess earlier, and we were talking about like our future again. And she was like, you know what, Clayton? She was like, this is what me and Ryan were talking about in the car. She was like, I think that you're going to succeed because you don't really care what other people think of you. And you don't really care about how much traction and how much attention, you know, your podcast is getting. She was like, I can tell that you really enjoy doing what you do. And she's like, I think that you're going to keep doing it. Like she told me, she was like, I think that you know that it's not really working right now, but if you keep doing it, like it's going to work in the long run. And I was like, damn, Tyler. I was like, that's the nicest shit you've ever said to me. I was like, I do. I was like, I really do enjoy like what I'm doing. I love doing these things. I was like, hell, I start off every podcast with, I love this shit. And I was like, you're right. I was like, it right now, like it's not a whole lot of traction, but like, if I keep doing it, like I do think it'll be something one day. Like if I just don't quit, if I just keep doing this thing, I think it'll be something one day. And that was just a really cool comment that she said to me. She's like, I can tell that you're going to be successful because like you're not seeing, you know, you're not reaping the benefits of the reward right now, but like later, you know, she was like, I think you will. Fuck, dude. Like I do. That is exactly my mindset with this. Like right now, like the traction's not there. Like the most, you know, views I get, like the average like listen per podcast is like around 100. I think it like average, like each episode averaged like 100. Like some, my first one's actually the most listened to. It got like almost 700. And then like some of them have like 40. So, and that, there's like three that are like outliers that are over like 500, but most of them, like an average episode is like 100. But that's crazy. Like, that's so cool that there's like 100 people will join in just to listen to what I have to say. It's really what other people have to say, but like, they're still listening to like what I have to say. And that is just crazy to me. And I kind of went back to this conversation that me and my roommate Jake had at breakfast one day, right before we did, you know, his podcast. And he was like, he asked me the question. He was like, what podcast is this for you? And for him at the time, I think it was 38. I was like, this is going to be 38. And he was like, yeah, it's crazy, dude. He's like, I feel like it's been a lot more. I was like, yeah. I was like, it's felt like, you know, like it honestly felt like I just started it. Like it's flown by. Like I do two a week every week. And I told him, I was like, you know what's crazy? I was like, if I just don't quit, if I just don't stop, like something will happen with this. Like if I just don't quit and I keep doing this and I keep talking into the microphone and I keep putting myself out there, something is going to happen. Like something is going to happen with this. And I told Jake this and he goes, you know what's crazy, dude? It might not even be the thing you're trying to optimize for. It might not even be the thing that you're working towards. He's like, right now you want to have one of the top podcasts. I was like, yeah. He's like, you know what's crazy? If you keep doing this in 5 years, in 8 years, in 10 years, you might have something better than having the top podcast. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, yeah, that's right. He's like, think, you have a plan right now to become one of the top podcasters. And I was like, yeah. And then this is when we started talking. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, I've had a plan for my life since I've been little. Like every time I get a big goal, I'm like, this is what I want to do. This is my plan. This is how I'm going to get to it. Like if I stick to the script, like I will get there. Everything in my life has not gone to plan. Everything in my life has not gone to plan, but I've reached either that destination by taking an alternative route that God knows how I got there, or I ended up doing something that was better than what I was trying to optimize for. Like it was better for me than what I was initially working for. But like all this doesn't happen if you quit. Like none of this happens if you stop. The only way you're going to get to that destination is if you just keep showing up. If you don't quit. And that's my whole mindset behind this thing. Dude, if I just don't stop, if I just keep going, just keep showing up, just keep trying to grow, just try to figure out new ways I could get better. Like every 10 episodes, kind of review those. Okay, how can I improve this? How can I be a better listener? How can I be a better interview? How can I ask better questions? How can I make the guests feel more comfortable to share their story? Like how can I make the experience better for the listeners? Like just try to pick little things to improve on. And at the same time, like show up with enthusiasm, like really enjoy what you do. And that's why that's why I know I'm going to be great at this. That's why I know I'm going to be great at this is because I love doing this. None of this feels like work. I can spend like today earlier, I bought Danny Miranda's like the Art of Interviewing course. It cost me like $400. I went through that thing in like 3 days. I took notes on every module. Like I love learning about this stuff. Like in my spare time, this is all I think about. This is all I want to do. Like I don't get tired working on this thing. Like I love learning about this stuff. So that's one reason I know I'm going to be great at this. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop because I know if I don't stop, if I just keep doing this thing and keep trying to get a little bit better, just learn something new. Every 10 episodes, learn something new. How can I improve this? If I just keep doing that incrementally over some years, like fuck, dude, like I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right if I just don't quit. But that's the main thing. It's just don't stop. And it's a lot easier to say, like, I'm never going, like, it's crazy to say, like, I'm never going to quit. Now, do I believe that? Yes. But, like, ever? Really? But, like, I'm not going to stop today. I'm not going to stop tomorrow. I can do that. I cannot give up today. Now, do I know if I'm ever going to stop this in the rest of my life? I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know jack shit, really. Like, all I do is just kind of, you know, respond to the situation that I have at hand. You know, whatever's thrown my way, just try to maneuver through that and learn what I need to learn from that. And that's what everybody does. No one has this thing figured out. But I do know that I'm not going to quit today. And I don't think I'm going to quit tomorrow either. And that's just what blows my mind, dude. It's like, if you just don't quit. If you just don't stop, dude, like you're going to be great at whatever you want to do, whatever it is, like whatever it is that you want to do. If you just don't stop, if you just don't quit, if you just don't quit today, if you just show up, dude, just show up. Like I got this awesome piece of advice from one of my mentors. He was like, it's like, if you're not the smartest or the most talented, just show up because it's hard to beat someone that just doesn't quit. Like, and I go back to football. Like, I had some teammates. One of my good friends, Caleb O'Neill, he was on the podcast like a couple months ago. He was hard to compete with. Like, he was hard to compete with because he brought that shit every day. He brought the same energy, the same enthusiasm every day. He didn't miss. He was hard to compete with. Now, there's a lot of other dudes in there, and he was a starter. Like, he was our captain. There was a lot of other dudes, like, all the backups behind him were way more talented. His talent level was probably, like, on the lower end in that room. Like, he couldn't jump. He couldn't run like, you know, some of these cats could in our room. But, damn, he started because he brought it every day. He was hard to compete with because he brought it every day. So, let's think of it this way. Let's say you're the most talented in the room. But you know that you have to compete with someone that's going to show up every day. You know that that person's going to show up early and he's going to stay late. You know that person's going to do things that you're not doing. But you know that you're better than him. You know that you're more talented than him. That messes with you when you know that that person's doing things that you're not doing. That messes with you when you don't want to show up to a workout, but you know that that guy's getting early and that guy's staying late. Like, it's hard to compete with someone that just keeps showing up. And you know that you're better, but you know that you don't want it as bad as that guy because he proves it with his actions. This is you. This is something you can control. You can control how you show up for other people. You can control how much you care for something. You can control how much time, how much effort, how much want to you put into something. Because if it's important to you, you're going to make it work. Talent level, no matter what your talent level is compared to other people, if you want something bad enough, you will make it work. And how do you do that? The amount of effort you give to it. The amount of attention to detail that you put forth to it. And you may not win right away. Like, that talent, that's a real thing. That person at first is probably going to win. He's probably going to get the starting position because he's more talented than you. But after a couple days of camp, after a couple days of spring practice, after a couple days of summer workouts, it takes a tear on everybody, no matter who you are. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for you, but it's going to be hard for the other person. And that's when you know it's hard, when you know it's hard for you, you know it's hard for the other person. So that's when you need to go a little bit harder to get that edge. Because that person with the talent, he's going to be like, nah, man, fuck this. Like, I'm gonna revert to my talent. Like, I don't need all this. That's when you get ahead. That's when you can pull away. And if you just keep stacking those days, keep stacking those moments of like, I'm doing this right now and I know that he's not and this is why I'm going to win in the long run. If you can keep stacking those moments, day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month, you just keep stacking those, eventually you're going to pull away because they're going to stop. They're going to get tired of competing with you. Like I said, it is hard to beat someone that just doesn't quit. They're going to get tired of competing with you because hard days are going to hit everybody. And that hard day is going to hit them. He's like, man, like, fuck this. Like, I don't want to do this no more. Like, this dude just doesn't quit. Like, he just keeps showing up. Like, with that damn smile on his face, he just keeps showing up. And you will win. But it just doesn't happen all at once. It's little wins like that. You just got to keep stacking up. And after a while, people are going to get tired of competing with you because they can see that, holy fuck, like, this kid's not going to quit. Like, this kid's not going to, he's not going to stop. Like, they're going to have to play the long game just as you. If they want to beat you, they're going to have to go longer. They're going to have to go harder than you are. And you can control that. You can control that. And that's crazy to think about. Like, for me, like, if you just don't stop, if you never quit, you'll never lose. If you never quit, you'll never lose. They'll just keep growing. Even with losses, like, that's still a win. If you can learn something from it, that's still a win because as long as you don't quit, like, you're going to look back on that in some months and be like, damn, like, I needed that lesson. I needed to learn that lesson. That helped me with this thing that I'm dealing with now. So as long as you don't quit, you can't lose. Whatever you want to be good at, get intentional with it. Get clear with it. Why do you know why you want to do something? Like, why are you doing the thing you're doing? And if you can get clear on that thing and you just don't quit, like, you just show up. You don't even have to be your best every day. It's just keep showing up. Just don't quit. You don't have to be your best every day. But as long as you show up and do your part, you'll win. and people are going to hate to compete with you because you're going to show up every day with that smile and that drive to get better. And you're just going to keep showing up again and again and again and again and again. And they're going to get tired of competing with you. So they're eventually going to fall in line and want you to lead them. Dude, I believe in you. Whatever goal you have, get clear on why you want to achieve that goal, and just keep showing up, and dude, you'll win. I believe in you, dude. I believe in you. Just keep showing up. Just don't quit. Literally, just don't quit, and you will win. I promise you. I promise you. If you don't quit, you will win. So just keep showing up. Keep showing up with that smile on your face like you do, man. Be a positive light. Be a positive energy. Try to boost people around you. People like being around that guy. The one that puts the team first. The one that tries to bring everyone together. Like, be that person. Because other people will want to help you too. Other people will, it'll make them happy when they see you succeed, when you are happy when other people succeed. But it's got to be genuine. You got to be happy when other people succeed. Because they'll be happy when you succeed. And then people will want to help you. So dude, I believe in you. I believe in you. You just got to keep showing up. And I know that you're going to. Thank you for listening. I love and appreciate each one of you. And I will see y'all next episode.